I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, my friend? You are listening to the Chillpreneur Podcast, the number one place for rule-breaking entrepreneurs to learn how to build a standout personal brand and a kick-ass business without having to hustle their life away. Get ready to be inspired, have a laugh, meet some extraordinary guests, and of course, get your excitement high with some epic dancepreneur party vibes. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Chillpreneur Podcast. I'm going to sit down and have a very raw and vulnerable chat with you today, and I guess you could say that this is part two of some of the discussions that we have had here on this podcast over the last few months. I find this podcast is definitely the best way for me to sit down and just chat to you completely vulnerably, to update you on what's going on in my life and in my business, because I can just sit down and, you know, stream of consciousness out my thoughts. And really what we're going to be diving into today is the topic of money. So if you haven't listened to it a couple of years ago, I don't know, I've lost all sense of time, to be honest. But recently I did record a podcast episode talking about money and talking about some of my, I guess you could say, struggles with money. Now, what I want to say to you is, whilst that podcast episode, and just to give you the general gist of what the podcast episode was about, for those of you who haven't listened to it, I suggest you do, because it's going to be a really interesting, transformation, I guess you could say, but it'll be a really interesting comparison as well from, you know, being in one place and then doing the work and getting to another. I'm a mentor here online, but I'm also a human being, which means I myself still go through my own struggles. I still go through mindset blocks and limitations, and I feel that a lot of the mentors who get to a certain level feel as though they can't share those because they need to be seen as not having it all together necessarily, but, you know, they need to be seen at some level of expertise. And I really appreciate it for those mentors that I follow that do share the struggles that they're going through, do share the limitations that they're facing. And again, the gist of that episode was really how I was really struggling with money. I was really struggling with money being at the center of my industry. I was really struggling with the fact that most people's marketing was based around money. I was really struggling that it felt like most people wanted to start businesses just to make money, and that essentially what was happening is one person learned how to make money to teach another person to learn how to make money, to teach another person to learn how to make money. And it just felt really sticky and icky to me. And so this for me brought up a lot of fear and insecurity. It dug up a lot of my own fears around money. And I really got myself to a position where I rejected it all. I was like, I don't want to talk about money. I've never been someone who's been motivated by money. I've never been someone who's like, I want to make money so that I can, you know, say that I've got money. My number one priority for both myself and for my audience is freedom. But the reality is, money brings freedom. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But I want to say that when I recorded that podcast episode, whilst everything I said was true, like, I'm not going back on what I'd said. It's just that I wasn't met with the response that I thought I would be met with. You know, I'm going to be honest. I wanted to put that podcast episode out there. And whilst a lot of people agreed with me, that there were these issues in the industry of, you know, people being really good salespeople, really knowing how to sexify up making money, and then not a lot of good entrepreneurs who really could truly care about teaching people how to build a sustainable business. And that's still an issue. I'm not taking back that. I still think that's an issue. But that's exactly why I'm recording this podcast episode today. Because when I first released that episode, a lot of people empathized with me. They understood where I was coming from. Look, I was struggling a bit myself at that particular point in time. You know, I think a lot of people have gone through this kind of similar pattern, in that we were in lockdown, nothing was happening. We came out of lockdown, everything happened all at once. And a lot of people are socially burnt out. I was going through a period of time where everything happened all at once. Like, everything felt so busy. Lots of stuff was happening personally, you know, just little things. Well, I say little things, but just series of events. Like, we had 3 animals die in our family in the space of like a month. Just stuff like that. Like, it felt like everything was happening at once. And so, of course, there was this level of overwhelm that was lacing over this whole experience. But when I released that podcast, I have a tendency to ramble when I'm stream of conscious speaking. So hopefully it all ends up making sense. But when I released that podcast episode, a lot of people agreed with me. Like, they understood where I was coming from. But I actually had the majority of people who responded didn't agree with what I was saying. And that was really shocking to me. And it's not that they didn't agree with what I was saying. It's just that many people reached out to me and were sort of disappointed in the fact that it felt like I was giving up. Many people reached out to me and said things such as, "Erin, I really like it when you speak about money, when you speak about business success, because you're coming at it from this alternate perspective. You know, you're bringing in, yes, you can make a crap ton of money with an online business, but you can do it from a heart-centered place. You can do it from a place of focusing on freedom, focusing on integrity, focusing on values." You know, a lot of people felt like I was turning my back on my industry. And honestly, if I reflect on it, I kind of was. It was a very weak move of mine. And I see that now, to just say, "Ugh, this is too hard. This is all just too hard. This is too confusing. This is too overwhelming. I give up." And I realized that through a lot of those conversations. I realized that rather than staying in the game, like, rather than trying to change the narrative, I was willing to just kind of like walk away. I say walk away, like, obviously I wasn't going to start my business, but rather than showing up and empowering people to make money from a different perspective, you know, from the perspective of when heart-centered, mission-driven women have money, not only can they live this incredibly free and rich and full life that just expands them to a point where they are such an inspiration for so many people, while also having the platform, having the resources to make true change in this world. Rather than that being my focus, I was like, "Nah, there's bad people in this industry and I don't want to play anymore." Like, that's what people were essentially saying to me. And, you know, a lot of people reached out to me saying things such as, "Erin, there's people who act out of integrity in every industry." I remember one message I got from someone was like, "Erin, there's bad doctors and nurses out there. If there's bad people who are supposed to be saving our lives, like, of course there's going to be bad people in an industry centered around money." Because the business industry is centered around money. It really is. You start a business because you want to make money. Yeah, you want to help people, but there's two sides. There's two sides to everything. The two primary reasons why people start a business is because they want to help people, and in the meantime, they want to make money. This is it. This is what we call a for-profit business. If you wanted to help people, you would start a not-for-profit business, right? But this is a for-profit business. People want to make money. A, because they want to live an incredible life themselves, and B, because they want to use that money to continue to grow their business and to continue to reach more people. Another perspective that someone brought to me, which I thought was really interesting, is, I always talk about, so someone said to me, "I always talk about growing audiences. You know what I mean? Growing an audience and building a community. And like, I feel so comfortable in talking about that. And someone said to me, Erin, a lot of people want to grow an audience just to be popular. And so what's the difference? You're teaching people to grow an audience so that they can have more of an impact, you know, that they can actually have a voice, have a platform. But there are a lot of people out there who want to grow an audience just to be popular. And they do shady shit to get to that point of growing an audience. But like, that didn't seem to bother me. And it doesn't. I never think about that. And so what's the difference with money? Why can't I teach people how to make money, even though there are people out there doing, you know, it not in the same way that I would? And then so I realized this. Like, I realized that leading the conversation with people's ability to make money is what captures attention. Like, there's no denying it. You know me, I'm a research nerd. Represent the research nerds out there. I love research. I analyze every single thing that I look at. Those who are thriving in my industry, those who are making the most impact, are those who focus on talking about money. It's just the way that it is. It's the way that it is. Those who empower people to make more money are the ones who have the bigger businesses, who are able to reach more people, who are able to impact more people, coach more people, mentor more people, help more people. Those whose marketing is centered around making money, those who use terminology like six-figure business, I help you reach five-figure months, all of this. Why? Because it's simple. People understand, I'm going to start a business and I'm going to make money. Like, that, from a marketing perspective, is easy and it's attractive. Everyone wants and needs to make money, even me. You know what I mean? Even though I recorded that podcast, it's not like I don't want money. I want money to help myself live an incredible life. I'm going to lead with that. I want to do all these things. I wouldn't be able to do all my hobbies, travel, do all the things that are important to me if I didn't have money. I wouldn't be able to help my family if I didn't have money. I wouldn't be able to be as generous as I can be in my business if I didn't have money, or if I wasn't making the income that I'm making in my business. Like, I'm not denying that I do so appreciate the money that I make and what it's able to do for me. But yeah, I started feeling really, I guess, like maybe a little bit shameful about money. And that was my own insecurity. That was my own limiting belief. I even stopped sharing my lifestyle a little bit. I stopped sharing, you know, some of the things that may look, I guess, a little bit more bougie. I still love all of that stuff. Like, I love quality. I love luxury. Why not? Like, it is one of those things of like, you know, making those incremental upgrades in your life. If you can, why not? But anyway, that's besides the point. We could talk about that a different day. But really, the thing that I realized most is that, and I don't want this to sound like I'm saying that there's anything wrong with the industry, but it really got to that point where it's like, if you can't beat them, join them. But join them with a different motive. A lot of people empowered me to come into this from the perspective of, why not talk about money? Why not share my income? One of my clients who I feel is very, very similar to me in like that, she's so lovely. She's so amazing. Her and I, Mia, she's been on the podcast before. We had a conversation on one of our hype crew calls, and she's, you know, had said, hopefully she's fine with me sharing this, but she had said, you know, her audience are also so empowered when she shares her financial wins, but maybe sometimes she does shy away from it. And, you know, we both agreed that like, I'm inspired when I see people sharing their financial wins, when they're coming from integrity, and I know that they actually care about helping people. And she said the same, she's inspired. And so we made this little pact that we would start celebrating financial wins, celebrating growth in our business. Because if we're both trying to come from a place of integrity, and yet we still get inspired by people who are doing the same thing, who you can also feel that they're coming from integrity, then surely our audience are going to be inspired by us doing it. And I have done it more lately. I have shared more. And, you know, lo and behold, lots of people are inspired by it. Obviously, I felt like I was creeping back into it because I was a bit like, for such a long time, like, no, money shouldn't be a focus. And now I'm coming back in with masterclasses, how to six simple steps to a six-figure business, you know. But I am doing the work to try embrace the marketing and the terminology and the leading with wealth creation. But it's like that old marketing term, sell them what they want and give them what they need. I may come into this trying to embrace the fact that like people want to make money. Like they just do. That's it. And so if I can show them that they can make money, I can bring them into a program, like a group mentoring program or my one-on-one mentoring program, and I can give them an extraordinary experience because that's what I'm good at. I know I'm good at that. That's what all my testimonials are centered around. Yeah, I've got testimonials that say, Erin, help me build six-figure business, make 30K months, have a, you know, 45K quarter, whatever it is. I have all of these. But when I look at my testimonials, so many of them are, you know, in a group of 30, Erin still knows what every single person is doing in their business. Erin truly cares. Like, Erin's knowledge is absolutely insane. I know my knowledge is insane. Like, I started doing and studying business in 2010. Like, I have so much experience, and I don't want to downplay myself with that. You know, I absolutely realize that sometimes I'm a little bit too modest, if you will, but you know, when it comes to experience, I know that I've got it. I absolutely know that I've got it. The research that I continue to do these days, the journey that I've been on, I have a degree in business. You know, it's not like I've just made some money online and want to teach people how to do the same. I understand the psychology of business, of consumer behavior. I studied marketing, public relations, and business. I know legalities behind business. I know how to research properly. Like, I know foundations of business. I've worked with new product development, so I know what branding looks like for a big, huge, multi-national million-dollar wine company. I've worked with smaller organizations on new product development. I've done social media marketing for, you know, $1 million skincare company. Like, I have so much experience. So sometimes I probably don't even talk about it because I'm like, eh. But I have so much experience. I've been on YouTube since 2014. And since then, I looked at my numbers the other day. Like, I've mentored 1,500 people in some capacity or another. And that's just people on Teachable. Like, I've done other things as well outside of that, but that's how many people have come through my Teachable programs. And so I know that I have the experience, I have the knowledge, and I have the heart to really mentor people. But like, none of that's worth it if I'm not capturing people's attention. You know what I mean? Like, if it's the choice of, oh, should I work with a mentor that's like going to do all of the things, or work with a mentor that's going to teach me how to make, who essentially has the energy of, they're going to show me how to make $10,000 a month. Most people are going to go for the, I'm going to show people how to make the $10,000 a month. And that really was the general gist of what people were saying. They're like, why can't you do both? You know, why can't you lead with the, I'm going to help you achieve these goals, like these, and sharing like, this is what I've achieved, this is what my clients have achieved. And then also give the expertise and the incredible experience. And why should I do that? Because then it does change the conversation. It changes the conversation of, you know, I invested in a mentor and they promised, they had all these incredible flashy results, and then I went in there and they didn't respond to me for a week. Because that's what I hear sometimes. And that's a part of the reason why I got turned off the whole promoting money in the first place. Because, you know, I had a friend of mine who invested in a mentor because of her own financial results. You know, a lot of people do that. They invest in mentors because of the mentor's financial results. And she invested in a mentor because she had amazing financial results. She had this awesome business. And then my friend came crying to me one day and she's like, such and such has not responded to me in a week. I'm like, what kind of crap is that? You know what I mean? And so this is what I did. What I did was I decided to go on my own money healing journey. I decided to hire a mentor, a money-specific mentor. You know, I hired a money-specific mentor a couple of years ago and it revolutionized. I've hired a money-specific mentor twice, actually, and I'll tell you exactly. Because I think money and like struggling with the integrity behind money has probably been my biggest limitation in business. It really has. Like, I know that it's one of the reasons why, and don't get me wrong, I've made millions of dollars since starting my business at this stage, and I have an incredible community, I have an incredible audience, I have an incredible business. I love where I'm at. I absolutely love where I'm at. I know I don't have the fastest growing business, but I don't care. I love where I'm at. However, I know that the reason why I'm not further is because of money and my relationship to money. And, you know, I even mentioned in the last one, I get very complacent. And this comes from my lack of being motivated by money. But I get very complacent when I make a lot of money. Like, I have a lot of savings in the bank at the moment. And like that kind of thing, when I see lots of savings, which I'm putting all into investments, by the way, but that can be another story. But when I see a lot of money in my bank, I'm just like, ugh, you know, whatever. I don't need to make more. I'm just going to create, because that's what I find the most fun. Like, I'm just going to create content because I love building an audience. Like, I love building a bigger audience so that I can teach people how to build a bigger audience. But I need to put that same energy into, you know, making money so that I can teach people how to make more money and inspire and expand people. But yeah, as I was saying, I've hired a money mentor twice in my career, if you will. Once was I actually worked with Reese from Yes Supply. She did a mindset money mastermind. Anyway, she teaches NLP as a big part of her. That's like, she teaches coaches to use NLP. But she did this money mastermind in 2020 and it was profound for me. I actually ended up having, since doing that mastermind, I ended up restructuring my team and the way that I launch. And I haven't, there's only been since, so all of the launches that I've done since 2020, I have always hit my income goal. I have always hit my launch goal, except for one where I missed out by one person, but I've hit my goals. And I think that's a lot to do with my team and the way that I launch and all these things, even through times where I've been struggling a little bit, like I've always hit my goal. And that was hugely, hugely profound for me. The second time I hired a mentor that was more centered around money was in 2021. Was in 2021 or 2020 as well? I can't remember. Again, my ability to understand time has just completely disappeared, specifically when I'm downloading. But it was ExoGingy. I'm not sure if you know her online. Steph, she talks a lot about money. She mentors a lot about money. But even though she talks a lot about money, she's still an incredible coach because of the way that she shows up for her clients. I mean, she's very responsive. She's very honest. And I'm pretty sure the month that I decided to invest in her, which was a significant investment, I had 100K month. And then after that was like a 60K month and an 80K month. And like, my results were incredible. I was so activated by her. And I think a lot of it was centered around the fact that, like, yes, just, you know, being in the vicinity of someone who's able to make that money, but also being in a group, like I wasn't in a group, I was a one-on-one client, but being in a relationship or a partnership where someone was, when I messaged her, she responded. Like, she gave me an incredible customer experience as well. And that was proof to me that people who were making a lot of money could also be good mentors and good coaches, right? And then now I have hired another money mentor, which is Natalia Benson. She is a coach that I actually have worked with before. I worked with her in 2018 when she was first starting her journey, but she is helping me break through a lot of these limitations. And she said the exact same thing. You know, she said to me, why not be the example of the opposite? Why not be someone who can talk about money, but can back it up with integrity, that can back it up with an amazing customer experience, that can back it up with a deep, deep wealth of knowledge, who has really, really great ability to teach business, to teach audience growth, to teach mindset, becoming the coolest person you know, who truly, truly cares about their clients. And, you know, what I believe my superpower is bringing people together for an incredible family-based experience. Like, I think that's my superpower, bringing people together, getting them excited, getting them, you know, wanting to take action, wanting to make moves, wanting to push past their limiting beliefs. Like, that's what I believe and what people have told me is such a big part of it. Like, yeah, I can teach business in a very, very effective way. Like, yeah, I can help people get results. But a lot of that comes from the energy of these programs that I run. Just, it makes people want to move. It makes people want to show up. And that's because of the dynamic of the people that I attract all coming together, as well as the way that I am and how I show the behind the scenes of what I do. And so my coach said to me, Natalia said to me, like, why not be both? Why not bring people in? Because yes, money is attractive. Like, build your business bigger, get more people into these programs, be able to mentor and help more people, but then show them what a quality experience looks like. Because otherwise, what's going to happen? You know, more people are going to invest in these mentors. They're going to have negative experiences. And then the whole industry is just based around the idea that people are really great salespeople. They know how to sexify money, but then they actually don't know how to get people results or even just care for them in their program. You can't get everyone results. I can't get everyone results. No mentor can get everyone results. There's so many variables that go into this. I had a client reach out to me who wants to join my group mentoring program again for the second time, because, well, she said she got huge value out of the first time, she went through a breakup, you know, and things happen like that. You can't always get people results. Like their life may get in the way, their something may get in the way. But, you know, I truly do care about doing everything I possibly can to give people a great experience, to activate them, to get them to take action, to at least give them some benefit. And, you know, for the most part, my main intention is to get people results, is to help them build their business, is to help them build their audience, their brand, and themselves in the process. And so this is my ramble. I don't really know, I guess, what the purpose of me sharing this podcast is today. It's not to ask for permission. It's definitely not to be like, oh, by the way, I'm going to start talking about money again, because I'm going to do that, because I am. I've made peace with the way that things are, and I want to show up and be as ethical and as loving and as caring as I possibly can, whilst also getting people excited for the life that they can live, for the impact that they can make, for the resources that they can use to help, and for the money that they can make for themselves. Buying my parents an investment, like buying my parents a property, was the best thing that I've ever done in my life. It really was. Buying a farm, an investment property for me, and you know, a place for them to enjoy their life, was the best thing that I could ever done. I couldn't have done that without money. I just went on a 3-week Europe trip. It was incredible. It was so activating. It was so amazing. I couldn't have done that without money. I realize all of these things. Being able to DJ, skateboard, my motocross bike, you know, all the hobbies that I enjoy, I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't have time freedom and financial freedom. And so this is what I want for people. I want you to be able to pursue hobbies because you have the time. I want you to be able to travel and experience the world because you have the money. I want you to be able to help your family or spend more time with them because you have both the money and the time. And I want you to be able to have a voice. I want you to be able to make an impact. And those who are making impact are the people that have who have the results, who have the platform. I was having a conversation with a friend the other day, and we looked up richest people in the world. And just go to Google on your phone, look up richest people in the world, and it's literally a list of old white men. We know this, right? I want more people to take up those spaces. And that comes through making money. Money is influence in today's society, whether we like it or not. But I want more mission-driven people to be in those positions. I want more people with depth and integrity and passion and love to be in those positions. And I know they're out there. I know you're one of those people. You probably wouldn't be in this. You wouldn't be here with me today in this community if it wasn't for you being that type of person. Because for a little while now, I haven't spoken about money. I haven't spoken about wealth for the sake of wealth. And you're still here. You're here because you want to have a life of fun, of freedom. So let's do both, all right? So again, I'm not asking for permission. I just wanted to more so explain myself for two reasons. A, because I love to share my journey. I love to share my transformations. I love to show you that even though I have made millions of dollars on the internet, I'm still continuing to grow this incredibly successful business. From my perspective, I still struggle. There's still challenges that I need to go through. And one thing that I get reflected to me a lot is that I am incredibly transparent. And whilst so often I feel vulnerable about it and I feel afraid that it's going to make me look not as expert enough, it's still a part of my value set to be as open and honest as possible. But I want to show you the actions that I take when I'm working through something. You know, I listened when people reflected to me. I journaled. I spoke to people about it. I'm doing a lot of healing from another perspective, like with my health and things like that. And a big part of that work is healing my relationship to money. And, you know, I want to show you that at any level, you can still have struggles and what it looks like at this level to go through and to heal it. So that's my little story. That's my little ramble. That's part two of the six-figure saga, let's call it. I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that you're ready. I've been talking a lot on my Instagram about like the next level. I'm feeling like I'm going to the next level. I am going to go to the next level. I'm going to go to the next level in my growth, in my business, financially, with myself. And I want to bring you along. A lot of things are changing in my business. I'm making a lot of big moves. I'm taking a lot of big action. And I'm doing this so that I can show people. I love this transformation. I can't wait for a year from now where I've achieved all the things that I have my mind achieving on and be like, ha, remember a year ago when I was like struggling to even talk about growth and money and success and business? I want to be able to show that transformation, and I want to tell you exactly what I did to get there. So if you were ever in a position that I was in a couple of months ago, that you'll be able to do the same thing yourself, because that's where the true power is. I don't want to just tell you that, oh, I made all this money, like buy my, I don't know, drag and drop formula to do it for yourself. No, I want to show you that I was struggling and this is how I got myself out of it. This is how I got myself to where I want to go. So I totally embrace my flaws, where I am at, because I know it's what's going to activate people to do incredible things in the world. All right, that's it for me. I love you. That was a bit of a ramble. Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I appreciate you. And send me a message. Send me a message on Instagram. It was the fact that so many people responded to me in DMs last time that I even got to this point. So I want to say thank you. Every single person from that previous podcast that messaged me, because there were a lot, I just want to say thank you, because if it weren't for you, I may not have gotten to this point. And I know that this point is just going to be such a change for all of us. So please DM me. I thoroughly, thoroughly welcome these conversations. I'm totally open to different perspectives and feedback, because that's how we all grow and learn together. So I love you. Send me a DM and I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.